Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Velton Shaw, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. We're excited this evening because we have the pleasure of two of our very, very dear friends. They're going to be joining us this evening to talk about a program. Now, the title that I left for everybody to look at is called Live Your Life as a Champion. And the reason I utilize that title for the show is the essence of what they're going to talk about today is allowing us to create a future generation of champions, looking and living their life as champions in that champion mindset. And I'll tell you, my history with these two people has allowed me in a lot of respects to look at myself as a champion in a lot of circles, because the image that they portray and the example that they have given to so many is just incredible. I'm talking about two friends that I've known for, over 20 years, the owners and editors of Black Meetings and Tourism magazine, Solomon and Gloria Herbert. Solomon and Gloria, how are you this evening?
We're doing fine.
We're doing very well.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Oh, great. I'm glad you took time out of your busy schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, these two are always doing something to further the cause of travel and tourism across the globe. Either they're in another city, or they're in a meeting, or they're in another country even, doing things to help mold and shape travel and tourism for all of us. And as a person who came out of the industry, I've had the pleasure of working with them on numerous occasions. But I want to talk a little bit tonight about a project that they have birthed that's going to actually take shape next year. But we're starting the preliminary conversations and promotion of this program this year, and that's called the Champions Awards. Solomon, Gloria, can you talk a little bit about the Champions Awards, the vision, and what caused you to take on this venture?
Yes, Belton, absolutely. Well, I'm sure in every industry there are individuals who could be identified as champions for the causes that are a part of that industry. And as you say, we go back perhaps with us, you go back with us perhaps 20 years, but we go a lot further than that. And what our experience has been is that in this industry, there's been somewhat of an imbalance in terms of opportunities and in terms of revenue that's generated. And so our mission very quickly became to try to create more of a balance and in some way to correct that kind of thinking and behavior in the industry. So as you know, Solomon has carried that banner for quite a long time. But as we have reached this point in our development with the publication and where we are in the industry, we feel it's time to acknowledge those who have also taken a stand creating opportunities and promoting what's available in this industry. So we want to acknowledge those individuals through this event, an awards event, which, as you said, is called the Champion Awards. We're actually identifying a select number of African-American elected officials, and one of them, of course, would be our own president, President Barack Obama, who, with his initiative in 2012, opened the travel industry doors perhaps as wide as they've ever been, inviting visitors to come from around the world and promoting the U.S. But while he's done that, it made a difference for everybody, including African Americans, and we want to acknowledge him and others in various aspects of government who are also doing similar kinds of promotion and creating awareness and opportunities. So we're going to acknowledge those elected officials, and as you said, at the same time, we're going to acknowledge and promote young people who are coming up in the industry to encourage them, to provide mentoring for them, and to show them that they can go far beyond what any of us ever dreamed of years ago. This is our purpose, this is our mission, and this is our goal.
You know, it's interesting. As we have worked together, and I've known the two of you for many years, one of the things that I've always admired and is your ability to share information and data with people that may not be as well-versed in the economics of our industry and how powerful our industry is to generating revenue and jobs for people throughout the country, but also people of color. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of the travel and tourism industry on those kinds of things? Because a lot of our guests today are not from the industry and really don't understand how powerful travel and tourism is to the gross national product and the gross domestic product of our country.
Well, I'm going to tag on to what Gloria said earlier, and then we'll address that. The part of our reason for establishing the awards program and mentoring program is really the same reason that we started the magazine in the first place. When we were considering starting the magazine, there were only 15 African Americans in all the convention and visitors bureaus across the country. Now, there are something close to 500 convention and visitors bureaus, and Atlanta had two of them, so that meant only 14 bureaus out of the 500 or nearly 500 bureaus had any African-Americans working there at all. And, of course, all of them were in really entry-level, lower-level positions. There was one black-owned hotel down in Memphis, Tennessee, and there was one black hotel general manager, and there were no black presidents of CVBs, presidents, CEOs of CVBs. So that's been our mission all along, is to expose our community and also the larger community to the opportunities that are there, but also to change the perception that African-Americans are not capable of holding these jobs and change the perception among African-Americans that, you know, working at a hotel or service is different than servitude. And a lot of African-Americans, and I think if you had that experience yourself when you first got a job in a hotel, that some people feel, well, I'm not going to be working and serving anybody and doing that we're trying to get away from that. And the truth of the matter is, if you're working at a hotel, you need to have the full range of experiences working from, you know, the front desk to doing all the menial tasks in the hotel if you want to work your way up. But if you work your way up to a higher echelon and you're a general manager, you can be making six figures. So there is a real opportunity there. So our purpose with the championship awards is to spread the word about the opportunities in the travel, tourism, hospitality industry. But in addition to that, try and help young people who are entering the industry or thinking about entering the industry to get some connections, to get some mentoring, to get some experiences that will help them further their careers. Now, in terms of the dollars that are spent, it depends on who you speak to and where you research it. If you go to the Travel Industry Association of America,
USTA.
Or USTTA now they call it, I think it's $2.2 trillion that are generated by all aspects and all components of the travel and tourism industry. And it just depends. Now, that doesn't mean that's all going to the African American community, but as we represent 12 or 13% of the population, we, you know, conservatively, we should be, that should be our target goal, to try and get 12 or 13% of that coming into our community.
So $2.2 trillion. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Gloria.
But, well, just to tag onto that also, Belton, and over 15 million jobs are tied into travel and tourism in this country, but worldwide, around the world, travel and tourism actually is the number one revenue-generating and employment opportunity industry. So when you go around the world, they have refined their tourism products in a way that until recently the United States contrary to popular belief, had not done. And as I said, in 2012, when President Obama opened the door to this country and gave our travel industry permission to reach out to the world to say, come to us. They'd never had advertising or promotion inviting international visitors. Now, they came, but they weren't invited necessarily, and the effort wasn't there to bring them in. So there are lots of dollars, lots of jobs tied into this, and of course, as Solomon said, tremendous opportunity, and we want to be sure that all people are able to take advantage of those opportunities.
Amazing. So the Champions Awards, as we've talked about, recognizes those people that are already in the trenches doing the job every day, and then matching up these young people with potential mentors to help them. Boy, I wish when I started in the industry, and you know, I just kind of told my age by saying that I've known you guys for 20 years, so it tells you how long ago I started the industry.
but you were only 5 years old when you started, so that's okay.
I love you, Gloria. Yes, I was 5 years old, and I'm still 29 and holding.
Okay.
But I wish that at that particular point in time that I had the opportunity to be mentored by someone formally. Now, I'll say formally because we had informal mentors at the time, but as you said, there were so few, and people were few and far between, especially in decision-making positions.
Well, the truth of the matter, the truth of the matter, it hasn't changed a great deal since then. I mentioned earlier that there was no black CDD presidents. Now, and I'm not saying it's all as a result of the work that we've done, but we've certainly done whatever we could do to keep the conversation going. There are now 10 black CDD presidents. So that's certainly an improvement over none. But when you consider that there are nearly 500 bureaus, and there are only 10 run by African Americans, it shows us we still have a lot of work to do. So that's one of the motivating factors for us to come up with the championship awards and to help promote that program.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I remember the first African American president of a CVB. Believe it or not, took his position 26 years ago. And in 26 years, we have how many, you said?
There are 10 today.
Now?
We had 11. We had 11. And then one of them, who was three females, moved to another position. And she went from Macon Bibb, where she was the president, to I think she's now in Jacksonville, I believe, but she's a senior vice president there. So there are 10.
Okay. Wow. In 26 years, we have 10. So obviously the need for the continued push and mentorship to groom the next generation is an incredible necessity if we're going to move to the next level. And I think that's really what the Champions Awards is about, is recognizing where we've come from, because one of the things about history, if you don't know your history, you're going to repeat the mistakes of the past. But so since we know our history, now how do we prepare ourselves for the future? And how do we prepare these young minds to deal with the opportunities that are going to be presented to them? As you've put together your research on putting the Champions Awards, what are you finding? How is it being received? I know we're still in the early stages, but I know you've been talking about this now for a year or better. And I know you've talked to other people outside of just the small community about it. What's been the reception?
Well, I can say for young people that we've exposed the idea to, we've gotten a great positive response. We've gotten calls and emails that young people who want to be involved, they said they just would like to come and volunteer to be a part of the program next year. In terms of folks who would mentor, I've talked to a number of people and I've gotten a lot of interest. As you say, we're in the very early stages now putting that together. So
mm-hmm.
we haven't really identified, you know, and signed up folks, but we have a lot of people who are interested in doing it, and we hope within the next couple of weeks, certainly by the end of the month, within the month, to actually start signing up folks.
Well, I know I've talked to a few people myself personally, and a lot of people are very excited and very interested in learning more about it. The website I visited yesterday is bmtchampionsawards.com.
That's correct.
And there are a few components. We obviously, the luncheon is going to be in September of 2017, and that's going to be at an African American owned hotel, correct?
That's right. The Marriott Marquis is majority owned by an African American, and it's the largest hotel in D.C. and the newest.
That is awesome. So the luncheon is going to take place in September of 2017 at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. And if someone's interested in buying tickets, they can go to the website, because there is a couple of things. They can buy tickets to the luncheon. They can also get involved in helping to sponsor the event.
Yes, there are many, many sponsorship opportunities.
Talk a little bit about the sponsorship and what you're looking for, how you're looking for people to get involved.
Well, I'll explain some of it to you, and then Gloria can chime in as well. But we have, as you mentioned, we have two young people, one African-American female and one African-American male coming from every state. So we are looking for the State Departments of Tourism and or the local convention visitors bureaus to sponsor these young people to come. And then we are also looking for corporate sponsors to sponsor the event itself. We have various sponsorship levels, and there are many perks for those sponsorship. The people who pick up those sponsorship packages, I won't go into all the details now, but
sure.
There are many opportunities for us to promote them in the magazine, in our newsletter, online, and on the Champion Awards website. And then, of course, there are the mentors. Now, the mentors, while they're not really sponsors, but mentors will pick up their own expense, so that they're going to come and participate in the event. And also, I think the plan is for them to have four or maybe six meetings with their mentee during the course of the year.
Fantastic. Gloria, you were going to say?
Yes, well, Belton, you actually mentioned how valuable you could see this kind of support would have provided for you had you had it when you were first starting in the hospitality industry. So you recognize the importance of this, and we want to emphasize that fact that this is really going to make the difference in the lives of a lot of young people. But by the same token, it's going to make a difference in the lives of all of us, because the industry will be stronger for it, will be better for it, and the country, for that matter. So it really could be an investment of time and money. And as Solomon said, there's so many areas that would provide anyone, an individual, a company, or a group with an opportunity to support this in some way. And a quick note about the elected officials. I mentioned President Obama being one of them, but probably some of your listeners might want to ask these questions of their elected officials in their area, how and they're supporting travel and tourism. Has it made a difference to their location? Every city probably has a convention and visitors bureau or a tourism bureau, and the dollars that are brought into that city benefit the city greatly. So this affects everyone across the board, across the country, and actually, in fact, around the world.
Amazing. Yes. This industry touches everybody in some way, shape, form, or fashion, no matter whether they're a guest or they're an employee or just visiting a restaurant, visiting a bar, or visiting someone who's from out of town who's staying in a hotel or in a destination or something of that nature. So as you move ahead, I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, the focus of the show is really the Champions Awards, but I really want to talk a little bit more because you guys do so much more than just one award program. I mean, you've got the Black Meetings and Tourism magazine, which is in its, how many years have you had your magazine now?
I think it's in our 23rd year right now.
You're in your 23rd year with the magazine. Can you talk a little bit about the magazine? Because I want to tie in the two, because the Champions Awards obviously is recognizing individuals from the political arena and setting up a mentoring program. But the message that you carry forward with Black Meetings and Tourism magazine, that's kind of just a small compartment of that. Can you talk a little bit about the magazine, and so that my audience, a lot of the people in my audience are not from the industry, so they are not as familiar with Black Meetings and Tourism as some of us are. So I'd really like them to understand the value that they can get from the magazine and why they should be supportive of it.
Well, we have several missions with the magazine, and one of them is to give African Americans and other people of color in our industry a voice and to acknowledge them. When we started the magazine, if you picked up the general market publication, you very rarely saw a person of color on the pages of the magazine. So we've tried our best to acknowledge folks in the industry, the few that they are, who are accomplishing things and give them credit for what they do. We've applied pressure where necessary to organizations that advertise to the general market and never have people of color in their ads. I mean, there are many roles that we play. We're just trying always to improve the condition that African Americans will in the environment for them as they try and move their way through this industry and up the corporate ladder. We also stereotypical kinds of answers that you get from corporate America when there are not people of color in positions of leadership or of in the executive room. Oh, well, there's nobody. We can't find qualified people. So one of our missions has been to promote and make it known throughout the industry who are the people who are qualified, who are accomplished, who have wonderful credentials in the portfolio, that are working in the industry, so that when opportunities open for a CBV president or any other kind of a position, which is a step up the ladder, that they're there and they're visible and people know about them, and folks can't say in good conscience that there's no one out there for them to approach or to consider for a position, an opening in the industry. So those are some of the things that we try and do with our magazine, as well as to report, you know, our magazine, when we do a destination piece about any destination, we make sure we do it from an African-American perspective. In other words, we include information about history and culture of African-Americans in the area. We include information about attractions, about Black restaurants, about anything that would be of interest to African-American, as opposed to just kind of generic information that would appeal to a wider audience. But our audience is the African-American audience. So that's we're unapologetically very, very focused on what we do. And also, I would have to say that we try our very best to be objective journalists, but that's difficult sometimes in a society that has treated African Americans so poorly. So many of our stories are opinion pieces, even though they're not all necessarily labeled as editorial. But we cannot help but We see the world and we see this industry through a certain lens, and we report it that way, and we don't apologize for doing that. And I think that our readers, who have been loyal fans for years, appreciate the fact that we tell the truth, and we don't beat up on people, we don't try and embarrass anybody, but we certainly do try and tell the truth.
Well, the truth is, you know, sometimes is not always the most popular thing, but in reality, the truth is the truth, and there's nothing like the truth. Your readership, and the, I mean, 23 years of being in existence, what's your current reach?
Well, actually, Belton, we are a trade publication, so our niche is that particularly focuses, as Solomon said, on the African-American segment of the travel industry. But we're a business publication. We are about the business of travel, so our audience consists of professionals who, like yourself, who were in the industry, travel professionals that could be meeting planners, travel agents, tour operators. But the whole industry is such a wide gamut of different components. There's sports tourism. There's religious faith-based travel. I mean, many people who might travel for religious conferences, but family reunions is a part of travel for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure when I talk about sports tourism, if people even realize some components of that. African Americans have the largest ski club in the world. And there's a very active dive organization that travels around the world, has for many, many years. And we've written about them and reported on their activities. So it really covers a wide, wide segment of travel. It affects so many businesses, and businesses that may or may not seem to be related. But if people are traveling to various destinations, restaurants benefit from that, hair salons, nail salons, even radio stations. So there are a number of businesses that are affected, and we have always made the point of emphasizing it's so important that all those travel dollars somehow, as Solomon said, get into the African-American community and benefit people of color, because we're spending the money, spending the dollars, and that's our whole purpose, is to find out how those dollars can come back to that community and benefit people of color.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things I do know and I really appreciate because of the experience I've had with your magazine, it's very educational because there are so many different facets in our communities that otherwise would not be a part of my trip if I traveled somewhere. I wouldn't know, or I might be looking to go somewhere and I may not have selected a specific destination just because of the fact that I didn't know that it had so much history there or it had so much to offer. But by looking through your magazine, I've learned so much about different African-American communities and areas. We're almost out of time, but can you just touch a little bit on that for me?
Well, yeah, that is a very important part of the stories that we do. We travel a lot ourselves, not as much as we used to, but we think it's fascinating. And the interesting thing is, especially in places like take a place like Birmingham, plus those in our audience who are old enough to know that that was really the hotbed, one of the hotbeds of during the civil rights movement, and a lot of terrible things happened there to people of color, and it was, you know, seen around the world in the news. But the folks down there now have turned all that into that's a major part of their tourism product. They have
absolutely
so they've attracted a lot of people around, and that's throughout the South. That's the case, and even places up in Connecticut and other places where you might not think there would be such a strong influence of African Americans. We're every place, and we've impacted every place. So that's a very important part of what we do for our audience.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule today to grace us with your presence and give us some education and information on the Champions Awards and Black Meetings and Tourism Magazine. let me make sure I get the date again right again. It's September 20th, 2017, the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C., and it's a luncheon. It starts at 11?
I believe it's noon, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, starts at noon. Again, Solomon and Gloria, thank you very, very much. I wish you the best, and I look forward to our continued work together and supporting you in what you're doing and being a part of the Champions Awards.
Thank you very much, Bill. And you could, you might just want to mention that website again, the bmt.championshipawards.com.
Very good. All right. Thank you very again, Gloria. Thank you very, very much. You've been a wonderful guest as usual, and I look forward to having you back in the not so distant future.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks,
Bill.
Appreciate
it. Take
care.
All right. Well, folks, that's all the time we have this evening. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate the time that you spend with us every week at 6:30 p.m. on a Thursday evening. Remember, transform your thinking and you will transform your world. I'm Velton Schaul. Good night.